Blog Talk Radio.
Computer buffering. Yeah, there we go. We back, baby. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. January 20th, 2022. Hope wherever you are, you're in good spirits. You're in good health. You're in a good mindset. You got good vibes around you. You got love around you. Even if there's some hate, even if there's some obstacles, even if it's some mountains you got to climb, you're still in good spirits. Everything can be overcome. I hope wherever you're at, you have that in mind while you join us. I hope you're ready for a good conversation, some jokes, some laughs. We'll have some serious conversation. That's what the off-ramp is about. The off-ramp is a show where me and my folks get together, rap about what's going on in the week. Weekly show. We do it every Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern. You can always join us. I keep forgetting to get the phone number up. You can always join us, 929-477-3975. You can hit us up on all the social. Shout out to my brother Fat Dude. He got us up running on the Facebook and Instagrams. My little sister is making a YouTube and Twitch page for us. We doing big things. We going places, man. And it's funny because my sister keeps talking about, hey, you can make money off the show. But we do this for fun. If someone ever decided to cut a check for us, then cool. If they didn't, you know, this is one of those things they say, if you do what you love, you'll never have to work a day. Well, podcasting wasn't around. I've always wanted to have a radio show. I just never thought about radio as a job. I don't really have the voice for radio, but I do like having stimulating conversation. I like cracking jokes. I like having intellectual conversation. I argue, especially all the time with my brother Blur. He may have had that same type of personality where we can go back and forth, yell at each other, and then just be like, all right, man, where are we going to go hang out? We're going to go watch a sport. It's never that deep. I love having those type of conversations, different viewpoints. So, you know, if you like having a good conversation, we keep your name and I guess your name, your date of birth and all that stuff secret. So I don't want nobody to get fired over this. This is just for entertainment. I'm tired of people having conversations on the Facebook, on the Instagram, you know, calling this rap. Let's see what's going on about Biden. Let's see what's going on about Russia and Ukraine. Let's see what's going on in the tech world and how they're taking over. What music did you like? What sports did you watch this weekend? I lost a bet to my brother Blur, so I got to start studying this dance video so I can make that little YouTube joint because my Eagles got blown out. Let's talk about it. It's all good. It's all love. So if you want to talk about it, feel free, hit us up, 929-477-3975. I think I did all the intro BS. I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. How you holding up?
Oh, man, you know me, blessed and highly favored, man. Happy to see another week. Happy to be on you guys on the off-ramp. Looking forward to for you to pay up on this bet. You get for going against the great white hope and Tom Brady? You know that man wasn't going to lose in the first round of the playoffs?
I didn't think we would win, but I thought we'd keep it a little bit closer. But it was bad. It was bad. I was at a wedding. Shout out to my man, Dr. Black. Got married this weekend. I don't know why. I kept telling him it ain't worth it, but he did it anyway to a beautiful, beautiful woman. Great, great woman. So shout out to her. I don't want to put any special names on it. But I was watching the game during their wedding ceremony. And I told him, like, look, your wedding time interferes with the Eagle time. And he looked at me and said, well, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to be there. I won't yell. But there might have been, look, I brought my Eagle jersey because if we were waiting by the time that wedding started, I'd have put the Eagle jersey over the suit and tie. But we were getting our ass kicked, so it wasn't no point in putting that on. And there was never a chance of me yelling out during the wedding because Blur is right. It was ugly. It was ugly. We just didn't look prepared. But, you know, it happens. It happens. You know, what can you do? So I got to pay up on the bet. I get my cosplay on, and I'll pay up the bet. I'm going to learn the video. I'm hoping that by Blur, I'm hoping to let you have to release this video on social media for you Super Bowl weekend. So that gives me about 2 weeks to learn the video. So I hope that's payment in time for you.
Yeah, that worked for me, man. But you know what I was thinking? Because there was a lot of blowouts this weekend, or the first Super Wild Card weekend, y'all were the worst. No other team ever, and even though I don't think y'all ended the game with the biggest like point differential, but no other team was ever down by 30-plus points. That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, glad it's over. But glad that we were able to make a playoffs, make a run at the end. We beat up on some bad teams, but obviously we weren't a great team. We got 3 first-round draft picks, so, you know, good season. Our quarterback finally got to play a full season. He made it through healthy, which is what I was worried about because of the type of quarterback he is. We were a little bit banged up, and now we get to reload and add some pieces. So I think we got a bright future. I like the way my team is trending, so I can't complain about the season. I really can't. Now we got, my bad. I got my man, M. Extra, on the line. M. Extra, welcome to the off-ramp, my brother. got that
welcome.
How you holding up tonight, my brother?
All is well, man. How's everybody?
Good. It's tough to hear you. You sound like you're in the middle of something.
Nah, just got back home. Just got out home from Target. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, good to have you on. We got the lovely Queen on tonight. Queen, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Glad to have you. Where my boy New York at? He ain't stuck in the snow, is he?
I don't know. Maybe he's busy.
Oh. All right. Well, glad to have you on as always. How was the week? You had a good week? Productive?
Yeah, just work. That's all. Just working.
Yeah.
Trying to make money.
I hear that. I had to just do a whole report to one of my brother's students. They asked me about like my job, and I tried to tell them, divorce your mind from having feelings towards money. Money should never make you happy. It should never make you sad. It should be a conduit, things that you enjoy. I don't know if I conveyed that correctly, but I think the greatest lesson I learned in my accounting classes at the great University of Towson is don't be emotional towards money. Do y'all feel like y'all emotional towards money? Blur, I'll let you go first.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know what the opposite of emotional is, but I'm far from being emotional towards money. I really look at it as just like a means to an end. If I had the things that I was going to buy without having to have the middleman of money or the middle process of having to pay for it, that's cool. If somebody wanted to just give me the stuff, that's cool. I don't need the money. Just give me what I was going to spend the money on.
All right. M. Extra?
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, and I kind of agree that you shouldn't do. Sometimes it's...
Yo, it's tough to hear you.
I feel like...
don't know what's going on. Yeah, MX dropped off. I don't know what's going on with this phone. Queen, what about you? You think you're emotional towards money?
No. But like you said, like, money's not a big thing for me. So my whole thing with money is I just like to have money just to get things I want. So I'm not really too much, like, too emotionally, like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to die without money. No.
Okay. And MX, let's see if we can hear you better this go around.
Yeah, man. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with these things. AirPods, but, yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying you shouldn't do. I think it's sometimes, you know, depending on your situation that you got going, it'll drive an emotional response. That's something that natural, right, for the lack of better terms, because, you know, when you don't have money, it's kind of like, you know, you're trying to stress to get by. And when you have the money and, you know, you're just living beyond, you know, just in your means, then, you know, then it's kind of easier to say it. But at the same time, it's always a budget process where you're always bills to pay. And so, you know, so that's what I'm saying. So to me, I don't get emotional, but every time I pay bills, it's an emotional, like, thing, right? Because it's like, you got all this money, and then you're sending it out to somebody else, right? So it's hard to separate, you know what I mean, that from emotion, in my opinion.
Okay. All right. That was just a little side topic. I didn't really have a deep dive into it. Now, Blair, you said you wanted to have an M-Extra on tonight, man. So we can welcome DJ C-Sign. She just walked in the door from the snow. DJ C-Sign, welcome to the off-ramp. How you doing tonight? You got some tequila and some boneless chicken wings. You look happy. It's not tequila. What is it, gin? Oh, yeah. She's going to be sweet.
Yes, I am going to be asleep. How y'all doing?
Yeah, we got snow day tomorrow, no school, so it's one of them nights. She's off, I'm off. Now, am I technically off because they shut down my university, but I work from home. I hope my boss doesn't expect me to log in. Like, I don't know what the rules are anymore, but I feel like if the university is closed, that means I ain't got to do shit. So I ain't going to do shit.
You don't go ask either.
Nope. She going to have to text me. Like, I'm not even turning on my little Teams message on my phone that I'll be using when I'm supposed to be working. And I got to do stuff with DJ C-Sign. But, Blur, the floor is yours. You wanted to have M-Extra on to finish the conversation we had last week. Go ahead, Blur.
Oh, yeah, and I'm not going to take up too much time. But first, let me start by this. Let me just ask, M-Extra, are you aware of the situation with Prince Harry and what's going on with him? Are you, like, up to speed on him?
I am not. Fill me in.
All right, so brief synopsis. Prince Andrew, he was one of the people named in the whole Jeffrey Epstein situation for possibly sleeping with an underage chick. I mean, he's Prince Andrew. He's the Queen of England's son. The chick, and I can't remember her name, currently has a civil lawsuit against him in the state of New York. I forgot what the exact charge is, something to do with sexual assault. Because of this, or throughout this whole process, he now has been stripped of his titles. Like, his mom essentially disowned him. He's still technically a prince, but he doesn't have any military title, nothing outside of the palace is he technically a prince. And he's going to be facing this lawsuit with no backing from the royal family. It's going to be him as a private citizen. So that's the situation. Fucked up situation. He did a horrible thing, or he's alleged to have done a horrible thing. My position last week was that since England is one of our strongest allies, the U.S. government should have stepped in and prevented this from ever getting this far. Now, preventative could have been in a number of ways. I think they should have just paid the chick off. Hey, whatever you think you're going to get from him suing him, we'll take this. We'll take care of you. His name doesn't come up. There's no lawsuit filed. The Queen of England, our one of our closest allies, isn't going to have to disown her son and isn't going to have her family name ran through the mud.
This is a terrible explanation.
I mean, that's just a recap. You don't think that was kind of my position last week? Did I leave something out?
You left a whole lot out, but go ahead and ask that specific question, because I'm not getting into this argument with you.
Well, no, you're a key part of this. So is DJC Siren. And so I wanted someone who knew you who has kids. Because M, actually, you're a girl there, right? You have girls, right?
M actually might be sweet. I don't know what's going on. I can barely hear. Oh, there you go. You're not there yet. Yeah, he said yeah, Blur. Oh, he just dropped. Man, no, he's still on. M actually still on.
Oh, about to say that man multitasking.
Yeah, he got the laptop. What up, New York? New York, welcome to the show.
What it do?
All right, because I want somebody who got kids to chime in on it. I'm trying to. All right, so let me. All right, so you're gonna have to fill it on this. I think I already know your position on it. We talked about it last week. All right, but let's say this, and this is what I was going to ask M. Extra. M. Extra has daughters. Beach Run Gun, you have a son.
My AirPods are fucking up. Yeah, all right, M. Extra. All right,
so
there you go.
He's there, so M. Extra, he has daughters.
Okay. Everybody offline. Moni, you off. Ove, you off. Everybody alive. So, Blur, M. Extra, go have your conversation.
Now, you went on this too. Are you in on this too, Gun? All right, so M. Extra, you have girls. And, Gun, the question is actually for you, Gun, but I want to hear M. Extra's point of view. He has the following question. So, Gun. Julius come to you, say, hey, Uncle M. Extra's daughter touched me. My bathing suit area or whatever, my private area. I want to go press charges. Do you let him go take your man's daughter and press charges?
That to me, a Gun?
That's a Gun. The question, the first initial question is to Gun.
If M. Extra's daughter touched my son in his bathing area, how old is he? Like, is he 8 year old talking about he want press charges?
Yeah, he's right now on date.
He's talking about pressing charges.
Yeah, I want to go to the cops, man. I saw on Paw Patrol, like, if anybody touch you there, you got to go tell the cops. I want to go tell the cops.
Yeah, I mean, M. Extra is my best friend. I love him to death. I love his daughters like daughters. But if anyone touches my son in an uncomfortable manner and he wants to go to the police, and I cannot in my right mind as a father tell him no just because I love his daughter's father and his daughter's honest. That's his right. Someone violated him personally.
All right, and you know what? Let me add another twist to this. He's just like, hey, Pops, I was playing house with M. Extra's daughters, and they started grabbing me. It felt good. My little pecker got hard, but Paw Patrol said I shouldn't do this. I think we should go tell the cops.
Why are you trying to make any scenario to make me sad, to make me say, yeah, it's okay, so you can be like, yo, it's the same
thing. No, I'm just trying to give it.
No, let me finish. No. Let me finish. I'll let you talk. You have just given four different scenarios. You were originally talking to M. Extra. Then you started talking about me. For the argument we had last week, Prince Andrew should not be absolved for raping bitches just because I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said bitches. I'm sorry. Please excuse me. He should not be absolved for raping anyone, male or woman, just because he is the prince or king of England and we're the allies. That's my position. I don't want to argue about this no more with you. You can talk to Moni about it. She wasn't on last night. You can talk to Hove. He wasn't on last week. You can finish your conversation with M. Extra. He wasn't on last week. You know my position. I don't care what rank you're in this world. You should, just because you're an ally, you shouldn't get away without here raping people. That's my position. That's it.
That's absolutely cool. And I'm not talking about getting away with it. In my situation, why I brought you, like, all right, in this situation, you're the U.S. Your kid wants to press charges against your homie's kid. Do you let him? You say yes. And the only reason I brought up the house situation is because with the FC thing, it's kind of weird. It's, his whole thing is like, yo, I never knew what age she was. She was down, whatever. So that's why I was like, all right, so maybe it is some gray area. All right, you're not down. You say, all right, Julius, let's go. We're rolling over to the department right now. It'll match you. And I guess all of you there, too, like, what happens to you? Like, how do you feel about Gunn, the situation? He now has his son going to the police department to press charges on your kid, your man. How does that play out?
So for me, I think as a parent, you can do whatever. This is the best interest of you as a parent. But at the same time, I think my move would be a little bit different if it was one of my homies, my best friend, kids, and my kids. I think we having a conversation first before any of that takes place, right? And so for me, if Beach Bum went straight to the police without even, like, having a conversation with me and honestly having a conversation with my daughter, because I feel like he can have a conversation with my daughter and even yell at her, right, at that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, to be like, or to at least try to find out what the hell really happened, right? I feel like, you know what I mean, for the last 20 years, like, as anybody, like, one of my close, like, you know what I mean, him, whole, whatever, like, they can have that kind of conversation with my kids, and it wouldn't be a problem for me, right? So for me, that would be my issue, right, that happened. Like, without them actually trying to, like, figure what the fuck happened out. And then if it happened, then whatever steps that, you know what I mean, he wants to take, then she going to have to, you know what I mean, they will have to make their bed to eat it, right? Because it's a wrong situation. But without the conversation happening, I would have a problem with it, because I feel like if it was the reverse and their sons was doing something with my daughters, like, and she came to me, my first conversation, my first phone call is to them. It ain't to the police, right? So I would hope that it would be the same and back, right? And then it's like, if it did happen, like, oh, your son raped my daughter, well, then it's like, yo, like, this is what happened, this is what I'm hearing, blah, 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 blah. And then if it comes out that that's happened, then, yeah, then I'm like, yo, she wants to press charge. I'm just letting you know, I'm giving you a heads up. Right, because at that point, it's out of a respect thing. And it's also about, yo, like, I've known you this long, so we should be able to have that conversation and let the chips fall where they may, right? Like, but absent of that, though, in the Prince Harry situation, I really honestly, from a U.S. and a diplomatic standpoint, like, that shit happens all the damn time. So I don't know why that didn't happen with him, but we kick diplomats out of the U.S. for crimes that they commit all the damn time without prosecution. It's almost like you just can't come back here no more type of thing. So that's kind of how I would have kind of played it out with Prince Harry. Like, yo, like, you can't come back here. Like, we're revoking your citizenship to the United States. You can't come back here and then let your parents deal with it over there type of thing, right? And then, but again, that's how I would have tried to play it if I was a top government official, because I know that that's just how it happens all the time at that level, right? I mean, look how many people that Trump exonerated or pardoned that were fucked, right? That did real crimes, right? People get pardoned for doing real crimes all the damn time. So absent of this, when I'm pretty damn sure that pussy was getting thrown his way, good, bad, or indifferent, underage or not, and I'm damn sure know that he wasn't over here checking ID. So I kind of think that that's probably what the hell happened. And now she's on some old, well, I need to get some money now. And I know that y'all probably talked about Drake putting hot sauce in the condom. Well, that kind of situation happens all the damn time with chicks. So I feel kind of bad for him, because I'm pretty sure that she probably recognized who the hell he was and now trying to extort the dude for money based off of, you know what I mean, like, not exposing her age. But at the same time, I just need him to have people around him that's going to be able to prevent him from doing that type of acts without, you know what I mean, that whole kind of screening process. I mean, you're too high up, you know what I mean, for your own country, for you not to have people that's going to screen or be able to, like, at least check check out the chicks that you bring home or being around. Like, so, I mean, so I don't really give him a pass per se, but I'm just saying.
Hey, Gun.
Like,
go ahead, finish. There's one thing I just want to go back on that extra. But go ahead, finish your thought, M. Extra. Then
I'm just saying. I'm not really giving him a pass per se. I'm just saying that I just think that in the grand scheme of things, that's probably what happened more than him trying to really sexually assault or actively seek an underage person to actually have sex with. I feel like he can get anybody he wants. So for him just to go actively seek somebody underage, I'm probably saying that's kind of like far-fetched in my opinion, especially knowing that, you know what I mean, like the world that we kind of live in, that shit happens all the time to people of that stature. So I mean,
right.
It is kind of what it is at this point.
Okay, Casino, welcome to the off-ramp.
Yo.
Hey, we got a lot of people on tonight, so y'all got to jump in. Casino, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Quick perspective on that. So I can give unique insight. I spent 10 years in England. Yeah, it is a very critical ally of ours, but and maybe that perspective would have kind of held up maybe back in the 80s, 90s, and the 2000s, but with Me Too going on, more important than any type of government official trying to hold down an alliance is self-preservation. And in this political environment, you cannot be touched with, it's probably a bad word to use when we're talking about this, but you can't be associated with being letting that type of shit slide. Like, nobody's going to take that political risk because the government's too transparent. You make that call, a year later it's going to come out that such and such, you know, did a deal. That non-disclosure is going to be up in, you know, TMZ or wherever it's called. So, you know, you just can't move like that no more. And that's just my quick perspective on it.
He got
now,
a point there. He definitely.
Go ahead, New York.
Nah, I don't mean to shift the conversation. He definitely got a point there, but I just want to just take it back, just because Blair said so. Like, hold on. So, Paw Patrol is teaching the kids stranger danger. Is that what you said?
I hope so. You know what? I ain't watched Paw Patrol in quite some time, but I really hope that's what they're teaching them. I think that's what they're teaching them.
Yeah, I ain't watched Paw Patrol a long time either. So
you
got to
put
know.
The parental guides on that.
Yeah. Now, I would go back to something that said, because we have some great women on tonight. And he said this type of thing happens all the time with Drake putting hot sauce on the condom. So I just want to know from women, have y'all seen dudes do this before? Queen, I'll go to you first.
Well, hold
is
on. No, I'm saying when I train on rich men to either get money or try to have a baby or try to get money out of the whole situation of rape, fake rape, false rape, just trying to come up by basically dealing with a celebrity. That's what I mean. Like, if you Prince Harry, like, people know who the hell you are, right? Just like if you're Drake, you walking into the club, I mean, panties are going to get thrown your way, and ain't nobody checking IDs when panties are getting thrown your way in the magnitude that it probably does.
So that's
all I'm saying, is that this probably happens to him or them all the time, not regular dudes like myself. But, I mean,
okay.
All right, I got welcome. Man, it's popping tonight, man. I got my man Tex-Mex on the line. Tex-Mex, welcome to the off-ramp. How you holding up tonight?
What up?
Yeah, you off mute. Just watch y'all background noise. Like I said, everybody feel free to jump in whenever you want. Blur, are you done with this dumbass topic that we argued about last week? Well, let me go with Moni. You got any comment on whatever the hell Blur was talking about? Because I don't even like that conversation if my best friend's daughter touched my son. That's a weird conversation.
No, negative. I don't know.
Queen, anybody got anything left on Blur's conversation? We all good to pass that. Blur, you done with this? You lost the argument. It's cool. Like, it happened.
I feel like I won the argument because I think M-Extra just said exactly what I said. Except I want to ask one follow-up question, M-Extra. What's your relationship with Gunn after everything play out and the chips fall where they may? Y'all still cool?
Yeah, Gunn did. I mean, he didn't do nothing. His son did.
I mean, that's where I would disagree.
Because as the adult, as the person who has the control to say, now this ain't going to play out, you're going to have my daughter or my kid as a registered sex offender for the rest of their life or something we could have worked out behind the scenes. And embarrassment, like, see, that was my whole thing on this whole situation. Just like you said, just like diplomats, they get things worked out in the shadows. This could have been worked out behind closed doors. Yo, you can't come back over here no more. We're going to take care of her, but just know you're done with us, and we don't want to see you again. Like,
hey,
this could have been worked out.
Can I jump in on that?
All behind doors.
I got to jump in on that. He said, this is Casino. He says, you're going to basically let my kids run around as a registered sex offender and have that over his head for the rest of his life. But are you thinking about the victim who's got to carry that scar for the rest of their life? And I, you know, this is a fabricated story. But if anybody should be upset, you shouldn't be upset with your friend for going the law enforcement route. You should be upset with yourself for not teaching your son better. You know what I'm saying? Be mad at yourself for not teaching your son not to touch nobody. You know, don't put that on the person because they're doing what they got to do to defend their kid or whatnot. Put that on yourself for not teaching better.
And this is a dumbass analogy because it's not even between two best friends. USA and England went to war against each other. Like we've left England.
Definitely best friends. I actually Googled this earlier today. There are no closer allies on the planet between U.S. and Great Britain. As far as countries go, nobody is closer.
That's not true.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, from
did
allies,
you
then,
did
like
you
use
Bing or Google?
I mean, from a diplomatic standpoint, I really think that they could have done what you're saying, Blur. But at the end of the day, and I don't even agree with the whole Me Too thing. People get swept under the rug all the time. They could have basically put that girl up, and she would and made her never say this shit again. Without going to TMZ and none of that other kind of shit just because of the statue of where it was. This is not like no celebrity. This is the damn prince of England, right? Like this is like you know what I mean, higher up than that's like president's child out here. Like, you know what I mean? Like I think and if it was just at the US level, then I would agree. But just because it's like two countries, I think it could have definitely been swept on the rug, passports taken. No back entry back. I mean, this shit happens all the time. If you look, really pay attention to shit that the Russians do when we out here kicking the Russian ambassadors out of the U.S., you think they just out here just because they partying? Nah, they doing some illegal shit, and we kick them out, and there's no talk about it. There's no TMZ talking about how many diplomats we kicked out the U.S. that be partying in D.C. with all these strippers and madams and all this other shit. They just get removed. And it's silent. It's happened. It's just you're just out. We're kicking. We're revoking your passport. You're on the first plane out. Period. Like it happens all the fucking time.
But
it could have happened that way, and they just chose not to.
But
I don't know why they didn't chose not to, but they just chose not to. I don't know. Maybe he just didn't have a little clout. I don't know. Or maybe his mom was like, you know what? Nah, don't do that shit. Like we don't even know what his mom did, because his mom might have been like, nah, I ain't putting my capital on the line for him. He did some dumb shit. So yeah, nah, let him see. Like that, I mean, his mom probably gave the final word, really. I think it probably went to her first, and then it was like, she probably was like, nah, he did, like, let him, because I'm pretty sure she weighed in and before they did whatever they did.
I mean, look, I was done with this last week, and I know, and make sure you missed it, so Blur wanted to bring it to you. Are we done? And make sure you just took an L. I mean, Blur, you took an L. So it's all right. We can move on to the next
one. I think I feel vindicated. I actually feel vindicated. I do. We can move on, but I wanted to just address what my bad. I forgot homie name, what he said. I'm not taking the onus or the blame off of the – and I said – that's why I said the girl touching the boy, because people usually have a little bit more leniency towards that. Nah, my child is still going to get counseling. We can handle everything behind closed doors. Your child, whoever got touched or whatever, we could work it out as friends, as family. We could make sure everybody gets counsel, whatever they need, without doing further damage to my family, my family name. As my man, I would expect that type of courtesy. Like, yo, something fucked up happened. how are we going to address this and what's the best way to address it so everybody's okay. So not definitely don't take put the blame on anybody else for what possibly happened, but yeah, everything can still be worked out behind closed doors. This was my only point.
I just find that last week we had like 7 people on and no one agreed with you. MXer comes on. You don't even have the same conversation with him, and you said you feel vindicated. If that ain't
I should have thought about this point, and I felt like MXer, because he is a girl dad, because he has kids, that like the analogy and the example would fit. So I should have thought about this last week. I didn't think about this this angle to it.
No, it's a terrible angle. I could argue with you for another hour, but we're not going to talk about this no more. So we done. Look, that's it. We can have that discussion when there's not so many people on tonight. But we got a lot of people on, and they wasn't here last week. So let's get into some new topics, some new things that happened this week. Queen, is there anything specific you want to talk about that happened this week? Let me just open it up to the ladies. Queen, Moni, DJ Shishan, is there anything that y'all want to talk about specifically since y'all are the ladies of the group tonight?
No, I don't have nothing to talk about.
Okay. Anybody? 1, 2, 3, no? All right, cool. Fellas, anything y'all particularly want to talk about before I go with my topics?
I got something, but let everybody else go first before I throw out another topic.
Hey, Gunn, you got that topic we talked about?
Yeah,
go ahead. Introduce it. What you want to talk about tonight?
Man, you give a better laugh than me, but let me see if I can go back to where I texted you. Hold on.
All right, so Casino
okay.
Shot me a text. Oh, you got it?
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. You go ahead. You do the intro. All
right, so Casino sent me a text basically talking about the Florida bill and how it will prohibit school. Was it schools or just, I think it was schools
and
businesses.
The bill will prohibit public schools and private businesses from making white people feel discomfort when they teach students or train employees about discrimination in the nation's past. And it received its first approval. So this will prohibit private businesses and schools from making white people feel discomfort when they teach students or train employees. And I think this is going to that whole, forgot the word they're using right now, but, they're not trying to teach all the fucked up shit they did back in the day. They don't want to feel bad about what they do. Yeah. It's one thing to hear it on CNN or whatever news you watch, but we know that these Republicans, man, they're really doing a solid job of putting these things in the law where they're going to be backed by law to really erase history. And, I seen not too long ago, I think it was Nick Saban, he came out and was he's from West Virginia, and he was trying to get the I forgot the senator from West Virginia that's doing
Manchin.
All these problems for – yeah, Manchin, doing all these things to kind of stall the agenda for the Democrats. But he's basically saying, hey, he came out and said, hey, you need to support this voting rights. That's just one person that kind of stood up that I heard of. But my thing is, at what point does our culture stop investing in – putting Florida out there, but you could probably say Florida and to a large degree Texas. At what point do we, if you were a college prospect, you're not signed to a Florida school. You know what I'm saying? We got to start doing some real shit because, when it comes to that money, that will make people bend. But if we just keep on not being about our business, man, I mean, these dudes is making it where you ain't going to be able to vote. You ain't going to be able to talk about how to vote. You should be able to vote, or you're not going to be able to do nothing because they put in the law basically, hey, if I feel uncomfortable talking about slavery, I ain't got to teach it. And that's doing a huge disservice to our kids, yo. So at what point are we going to really stop investing in these states, or do y'all see a different approach? Because they're not playing, man. They put these things in the law now. So I just wanted to get everybody's opinion on that.
Let's go down the line. Let's start off so that we all don't jump in. Tex-Mex, you got anything on the Florida bill that makes we can't make white people
uncomfortable?
Yeah,
Yeah, welcome to my world, right? Nobody ever talks about Mexicans, right? So we've been erased from history. I guess it's just black and white, you know what I'm saying? So welcome to my life. And what's crazy is, based on what you're saying, right, I remember growing up in Texas, we didn't learn about slavery until about fifth grade. My son's here in Virginia. He's already learned. He learned about it kindergarten. You know what I'm saying, which I'm cool with. But I just think it's crazy that different states are doing different things. And that's all I got to say.
M-Extra. Well, M-Extra, you talk for a minute. Let me grab somebody else. Ho. Hove, you got us on mute, or you not practice? All right, Hove might be doing something. Moni, you got anything on this? Moni might be at work. New York, New York.
Yeah, I think it's kind of crazy. I'm not even trying to cap on that, but I think it's kind of crazy how does that happen, right? How does that happen? And I think I don't understand the whole government, the political parties and stuff like that. They can pass bills and stuff like that. How does that happen? They pass a bill for whites, you know what I mean? Not to feel guilty about certain type of shit when that's what they did. That's what they did. I mean, but in retrospect, and when people speak up about it, how do they pass it? Like, it's a part of the history. It's a part. I don't even have my facts together for this, but even my thoughts. But how do you pass a bill for that type of shit? Like, how? How do you do that? How do you do that? Did they even pass a bill for making lynching a federal crime? Like, how do you do that before, like, do any of this shit? I don't even know. My shit's twisted right now. Like, I don't even know. I've seen that, but this shit got me enraged. For real, for real.
Blur?
Yeah, you know, I saw the headline, and I'm trying not to fall for clickbait. Like, my first thought was similar to what everyone else has said so far. I do want to read up more on it, because it just, like, my first thought was like, yo, that don't make no sense. How do you, like, what does that look like in practice? Like, it's good, even if the bill says that exactly, that you can no longer make white people uncomfortable in teaching critical race theory, trying to teach critical race theory or anything like that. What does uncomfortable mean? How do you prevent people from being uncomfortable? And I don't even know if it goes into specifically thinking about history. What if you're uncomfortable in math or science class? Is that, like, ban? So I do want to do more research on it just because it sounds so outrageous that I don't believe it's as bad as it sounds. And that could be completely naive. I mean, it's in Florida, and these are Republicans, so maybe it is as bad as it sounds. But I feel like it's so outrageous that there's no way it could be what it sounds like it is. Like, it has to be something to it. Like, because there's no practical way of doing that. You can't enforce that. How do you enforce someone's comfort level? There's no way of doing it. And then my next thought was, like, even if that is true, it's probably going to be a situation like, at least in Jersey, if I remember correctly, like, if you didn't want your kids to take health class or learn about sex, like, you could just opt out. So I was hoping maybe it's something like that at the worst. But I do want to, like, actually read it and not just go off the headline, because the headline sounds wild. It sounds too wild for it to actually be true, in my opinion.
Okay. Queen, you got anything?
No, I don't have anything.
And Extra?
I think we were talking about this earlier with Youngkin doing all the stuff that he was doing. He basically did the same thing in Virginia. He basically outlawed critical race theory being taught in Virginia schools when it was never being taught in Virginia schools to begin with. And I think that Florida, and what's happening is that, one, it's hypocrisy at its finest, which is not anything that's far-fetched from a Republican standpoint, especially if you see what they've been doing over the last 10 years. This is nothing new. So what they do is that, because, again, everybody keeps saying that critical race theory is just a theory, it's not being taught. So to get around that notion that it's, you know, to not say critical race theory, they just saying, hey, well, we're just going to make sure that it's never going to be even implemented or taught anywhere by saying that, hey, if it makes me feel comfortable or uncomfortable, then I don't have to do it. So it's just kind of saying the same thing that Youngkin basically did in Virginia, just not saying critical race theory, right? Because, again, the argument to what he did, what his executive order is that that shit was never being taught anyway. So then, like, what the hell are you talking about? So, right, so then they take that and say, okay, well, it's not being taught in Florida schools, so how do we actually enact a bill to make sure that that shit would never exist, right? And that's what they do. So it's real smoke and mirrors, and I said that too before when we were texting earlier. I think it's hypocritical that they are cool with talking about the sins of the past as long as it don't, as long as it doesn't talk about what their ancestors did, right? So you want me to learn about all the American government? You want me to learn about all this George Washington shit, Thomas Jefferson shit? But you don't want you want to erase the part of what they actually contributed to in the times of American government and American history, and I think that's sad. And at the end of the day, while we still have these white supremacy groups out here, but they're not denouncing them, but yet you're going to say that, oh, but we don't want our kids to grow up feeling bad about what our ancestors did, while you're not denouncing the same groups that are living or letting your ancestors live on, right, with their thoughts and their ideals and what they would want to do and how they want to praise Hitler for all the dumbass shit that he did over in Germany, right? But you're not going to call that out, but you'll call out critical race theory, talking about, oh, well, because you don't want them to feel bad. But yet you don't call out the same groups and denounce the same groups that are giving light and keeping this same type of practice of why we're out here standing up to this type of shit now, right? So it'd be one thing if they was like, you know what, we denounce all this, like Youngkin came out and used Dr. Martin Luther King talking about nobody should be judged by their creed and race and all this other bullshit, and yet he didn't denounce all the shit that happened, right? He wouldn't come out against all the statues that are being lifted in Virginia and support that shit, but you'll support a theory that ain't even being taught. So I think that's the larger issue to what New York was saying, and even what Casino, I think it was Casino that brought it up or whatever, about what we should do or what we can do and how this is happening. It's because we're, let's say, like you know, like, and I hate to say it, but after we like, kind of, if they don't affect me, then I'm good, right? And it's kind of like, so if I'm out here in Maryland, well, we're a blue state, so hey, it didn't affect me, so why should I stand up for that shit, right? Because it's in Florida. And it's like, so that's kind of the where we're at with it. And then so we get mad over dumb shit, right? So black people can't ever stand up, and we will never be in a position to make these kind of laws because we like, hey, man, it don't affect me. I still got a job. I still got my house. I still got my car. I can buy all these chains. I can buy all these things. I can listen to what I want. So I don't need to worry about this. White people sitting here like, man, listen, they may be having all this stuff where they see in their population, because this is the big shit, right? 10 years ago, that's why I said it started 10 years ago. They started prepping for this census shit. They started doing all the gerrymandering shit. They started figuring out how they can pick up seats. And then they started putting in place how they can start getting questions put on there. So like your man said, the Mexican immigrants and all the other immigrants that came over aren't going to be counted, right? So they're not going to be able to swing states and pick up delegates, so they're going to potentially vote blue, right? So they've been doing this shit for census since 10 years they've been plotting this shit, while we're sitting here back here talking about, hey, man, as long as it affect me. And in the grand scheme of things, we're sitting here going to realize that our whole history is being erased, while at the same time, there's going to be more black and brown people and white people in the next 30 years, right? That's what they're scared of. They're scared that they're seeing that there's more mixed race people, more Hispanic or Latinos coming over, more black and brown people, and they see their population being decreased. And that's what they're trying to protect by doing this shit. And so that's like the whole hypocrisy of it all. And I can keep going on and on, but I won't. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like we just need to wake the fuck up. Our people need to wake up. And then same thing with the brown people need to wake up because, you know, we control a whole lot of influence, and yet we don't want to use it because we're good. And it's crazy to me how that whole, like, the psyche of it all is. Like, we're literally whitewashed so much that we don't even know the power that we have because we're good. We don't want to stir the pot.
Okay. So let me jump in real quick. Let me not cut nobody off. I'll let everybody get their turn.
Go ahead, New York. Well, let me see if
no, but well, I'm saying in a different type of site. So when we actually, so the population, after the population grows, you know what I mean, black people, brown people become more in control of everything. How does that look when we take over? Because I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, the population is still growing. It's still growing. I understand what everybody's saying right now. I understand what MX is saying. Yeah, I mean, as far as everything goes, when we get into control, these people, these higher level people, are definitely in control. When we get into control, how does that look?
I mean, now that's a whole different
these people's are high. They're doing shit under the belt, under our feet and stuff like that. It's just crazy. It's crazy how everything is institutionalized and everything like that. I don't know. I ain't got my thoughts together, but I got some thoughts about it, but it's crazy how the Republicans is passing bills like that in Florida. Just think about how many states can do that within itself. And start passing that shit. That shit is just crazy.
We got to understand it's not in the law. It's not in the law yet. You know, it's still got to go through a couple more things. But I just want to, I'm going to let you know, I want to comment, but I'm going to just say this. I just want to check to make sure. Hold and Moni, y'all been out there time. I called on you. I just want to know if y'all want to jump in or not. I'm just trying to make sure everybody get a chance to rap. So Hov and Moni, if y'all want to jump in, if not, then I'll let MX say his next piece. All right, so go ahead, MX.
Hey, Gun, when you get a chance, I got a little excerpt of the actual bill I want to read. My guy said he wanted to read the bill. I just want to read it for him real quick, just a little piece of it, when you get a chance.
Y'all can't be just out here. How long is a little excerpt? Them bills be long as shit, yo.
No, I know how to summarize, man. I went to high school.
It should be like,
you ready?
Yeah, it should be like thousands
of
pages.
Hold on, let me
check like that.
Just listen. So,
hey, well, hold
this
on.
Is unlawful.
Hey, before Casino, before you start reading the bill, let MX get his last bit off. Get his last bit off. All right,
go ahead.
I'll come right back to you, Casino. Go ahead, MX.
Now, all I was going to say is, in response to what you were saying, New York, it's like, we're already, if you look at it, right, and Ms. McConnell, even though he meant exactly what he said, if you heard what he said after they basically voted down the voting rights bill and killed the filibuster change, right, what he said was, when they said, well, how's this going to look to all the African-American, black and brown people that are out there voting? They were like, listen, the black community, the black voters vote in large turnout just like regular Americans. What are we if we're not American, right? That's how the majority whip of the Senate thinks in Kentucky. He said black people and Americans in the same sentence, and they weren't synonymous of each other.
That's
right?
Crazy.
So at the end of the day, how it looks is right now we have the minority that's going to be running the majority, right? The top one half of 1% has more wealth than the bottom, 35%. So that's what it's looking like.
Right.
And we already see it. It's right in front of us, right? So, and all those people that are in the top one half of 1%, do you think that their people that they're leaving that money to is going to trickle down to all of a sudden the black and brown people that are sitting in this underserved population? It's not,
right?
So
you're
right. Still going to be that. So that top echelon is still going to be the top echelon. And the bottom echelon is growing And all they're doing is putting in policies in places so we don't, basically what they're scared of is start to take over. That's why they're putting these kind of laws in place. And so, because they're scared of what that looks like. So they're going to do the gerrymandering. They're going to make sure that they're going to make, you know, and then the problem, the other thing about the whole voting rights is that, oh, well, you know, we turn out in large numbers in black votes. Well, then if that's the case, then why are you taking the polling places away from our communities then? Why aren't you taking them away from
You're
the
right.
black communities? Right? So it's like, that's the type of shit we need to wake up for. So they'll say that, oh, well, we got record turnouts for the black vote done. But yet, then the laws, when you look at it, and when he's ready to read, and just it's all the same, you start looking at where they're taking the polls away. They're taking away from the black communities, right? So that's what it looks like. So it's like, oh, shit, there's more black people in this community. Well, guess what? That's why we're going to make it harder for them to vote. We're going to make them travel 30 miles to go to the polling place because we know half of the time that they're going to have public transportation, and they don't have their own cars to get there. So guess what? They're not going to go. Because the one that they had, they could walk down the street, the one they could walk down the street, and the ballots that they could mail, we're going to take all that away and make it harder for them to do it. And we're sitting back here talking about the ones that have cars. We're like, well, shit, man, ain't nothing for me to drive my car. But we're not looking at the other people, though. That's what I'm
but
saying.
Even
that's what it looks
people,
like. You see it in front
even at the people that even at the people that got drive cars, they still got to wait in those long pole lines. And then we're not even discussing that. The polls close at a certain type of time. That shit is crazy. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. Thank you for that
All
insight.
Right. Casino, I do got a lot of pushback on him, actually. He's throwing a lot of things out there that I don't agree with. But we can have that conversation if we get to it.
All right.
But, Casino, go ahead. You, floor is yours, bro.
Let me try and do my best, my best job to break this down. So, you know, this bill, whenever you get a chance to look at it, if you choose to, the way bills work, they got a bill, and they're trying to make an addendum to the bill. So everything I'm talking about is what this specific bill is asking to add to this already law that's already on the books. So it says unlawful employment practices, subjecting any individual as a condition of employment, membership, certification, licensing, credentialing, or passing examination to training, instruction, or any other required activity that espouses, promotes, advances, inculcates, I don't know how to say that word, or compels such an individual to believe any of the following concepts constitutes discrimination based on race, color, sex, or national origin. So basically it's saying you cannot make somebody, let's say for a teacher, for example, I just want to get four of the bullet points real quick. You can't make these people teach or provide any instruction that would have them feel like members of any one race, color, sex, or national origin are morally superior to members of another race, color, sex, or other origin. It says, this is a good one right here. An individual, they can't do this now. An individual,
origin?
By virtue of his or her race, color, sex, or national origin, bears responsibility for or should be discriminated against or receive adverse treatment because of actions committed in the past by other members of the same race, color, sex, or national origin. It goes on to a couple of other ones. It talks about you can't make any individual by virtue of his or her race, color, sex, or national origin is inherently racist, sexist, or oppressive, whether consciously or unconsciously. So basically it's saying you can't even teach bias anymore. You can't even let these young kids know what it is to be biased about something. There's no question. This law is making it where they, as a teacher, you can say, yo, I don't have to teach this. I don't. You cannot make me teach this. You can't sue me or nothing. I'm not talking about no topic that talks about, what's number three? An individual's moral character or status as either privileged or oppressed is necessarily determined by his or her race, color, sex, or national origin. So you can't even say that a white person's privileged back in the 1970s based upon whatever the economic situation was or civil rights. You can't say that they were privileged. You can't do that. I don't feel comfortable talking about how my daddy had it easier in the 70s than your daddy because your daddy was black. I ain't got to teach that. This isn't black
and
white.
I just want to let everybody know that my man Casino, English is his second language. He is German, but he keeps saying origin instead of origin.
and we love him.
Oh,
but
shit,
I don't want y'all to judge my man, because that's my man, and English is his second language.
Oh, I kept on saying origin. Man, my bad. Hey.
But my point is, yo, my man said he wanted to know, I got to read the bill. Reading the bill lets you know how far these people are willing to go and put this in black and white. They're not hiding this shit. They don't want your son to go to school and learn why your dad had to work harder than the next man. They want to make it where they don't have to teach that. And if they refuse to teach it, guess what? You can't take that credential. It's unlawful for you to make him even do that. They don't have to give that effort.
All right, so let's put
this is real shit, man. This is real shit. And I guess my question real quick, Gunn, is when they're making it this plain, at what point are we going to say, yo, these are my kids they trying to now, you know, whitewash this history with? We come too far, man. Stop going to Florida. These athletes, you know, Miami Heat, these schools, fuck this shit, man. Like, what's it going to take? We're not organized enough to go into these politics. We don't like to do that. But the one thing that does hurt them is when people say, you know what, we're not coming out for the ball game. That makes the owner of the Miami Heat say, hey, I got to make a phone call. Y'all got to kick that down. They've done it a couple of times, man. But this shit is real, yo. This is black and white.
Well, this is such a loaded topic. It's tough to discuss. Man, y'all got real serious tonight. We had such a good time last week. But, hey, this part of off-ramp, sometimes you're going to get conversations. You know, last week we were talking about all types of shit. Sometimes it's going to happen. To push this conversation forward, because I understand why everyone's upset, right? I understand when Tex-Mex says, hey, they erased the Mexicans throughout the whole history. And if you think about it, like, everything below fucking Kentucky was the Mexicans, and the white folks took it, and we don't even talk about Mexican history. Now, if we're pushing the conversation forward on, like, why are we letting this happen, don't go to Florida, and Blur, I'll come to you, who should be in charge of what we teach in schools? Is this a federal thing? Is this a state thing? Is this a city thing? Is it a parent thing? I haven't talked in a while. I'm not trying to talk to y'all to death tonight because we got a lot of people. I have always been of the belief, and DJ C-Siren can back me up, I don't give a fuck what the schools teach my kid. I don't. How's my kid? Teach him how to learn, how to use repetition to put things in memory, teach them processes of math, economics, trigonometry, help enforce them how to read. I'll teach my kid what he needs to know. Now, that's just me personally. A lot of these kids don't have a parent like me, like DJ C-Siren. Look, my kid was just reading a book about how a bear looked at a robot, and because the robot didn't look like the bears attacked him. And you know what my kid said? That's racist. I said, put that shit in that paper. And you know what he did? And you know what the teacher didn't do? Call me, because she knows you're black. I'll teach my kid what it is. I don't rely on the states, the schools, to provide the education that I want to provide my kid. I also feel that's a function of college and higher learning. Once you find politics, once you find race, once you find, you know, why things work, and you become inquisitive. Why, like, a kid just tore up my son's hand and said, oh, it's because you're black. And he was like, why does he do that? I said, why do you think? He's like, he's racist. I'm like, yeah, fuck him. Right? Like, it's that easy for me, right? So my question to you, Blur, since you haven't spoken in a while, just to push the conversation forward, you could comment on what MX and all them have been saying if you want. And Tex-Mex, I'll go to you next. Whose responsibility is it to teach our children? Blur, you're up.
I think it's a combination of everybody. When you say, like, responsibility, when the parents give that responsibility to the school, like, hey, I'm sending you to educate my son, or whatever you feel like it's on how to learn, I think it needs to be more than just how to learn, because I'm expecting the school to be experts on certain things. Not necessarily experts, be at least more knowledgeable than I am on certain things. But I think it's a combination of things, because I don't think it should just be, hey, in New York you're learning these things versus Texas you're learning this thing, and then California you're learning this thing. I do think it's got to be certain federal guidelines, like, hey, elementary school students have to have this amount of knowledge. In the U.S., all elementary school students have to have this amount. all junior high students, all high school students have to have certain levels like that. And then it could break down from there. Then states have certain things like, well, all right, we'll meet these requirements, but we're also going to add this. And then it goes down to the school level, like, all right, yeah, we're going to meet the federal requirements, state requirements, but here in this community, this is how we want it taught to our kids, because this is our community, these are our kids. So I think it's got to be a collaborative effort from everybody. I don't think it should just be, hey, this is what we learn in this school, or this is what we learn in this state. We don't, hey, I don't know what they learn in West Virginia, but we don't teach that here in Georgia. No, because I think these are still U.S. students. These are still all one country. We're still all one people, allegedly. So there's got to be some commonality as far as what we're learning. Like, we can't have, hey, you know, we don't teach math here in West Virginia. We don't believe in that. No, we can't have that. We can't have that. So everybody should know some math or algebra, whatever we decide the level needs to be.
So you think basic American education should be handled at the federal level?
Well, and again, when you say basic, but yeah, I guess so. Like, there needs to be some standard set federally. Like, hey, look, in America, we're going to learn it. So yeah, we're going to have kids if out of public schools. This is going to be all public school. If you're educating a public school in America, to graduate, or by the time you graduate, you will have had this. You will be able to do, even if we say that it's just basic skills, we can label it basic skills. I think it's probably set a little bit higher than that. But, yeah, so as a country, we need to have some type of guideline say, hey, if you are educated in this country, you're going to be able to at least do this.
Okay. Tex-Mex? Tex-Mex is so
weird. I don't know. There's just a lot of shit going on with schools. And I know what you're saying about letting schools teach stuff, but, like, totally off subject, if that's cool. I've been seeing, like, schools are also teaching kids at a super young age about all the, you know, sex in regards to all these new pronouns and all these weird things. I think things are just changing. So I think, like, some sort of consensus across the board should be good. But, yeah, I mean, it's just crazy. I want to talk about that, too.
I tried to change my pronoun in my work job the year, and my boss asked me to take it down. New York, New York.
Yeah, I really got much on the situation. I think it's crazy. The whole thing is crazy.
Who do you think should be in charge? Who do you think should be in charge of teaching kids? Like, that's the question. Like, I mean, I guess Tex-Mex, you didn't really answer it anyway. I mean, because you're posing a good question, too. Like, you know, times are changing. They're teaching about sex, sexuality, and all that stuff. I don't think we learned anything about being gay in high school, even though there were gay people in my high school. But New York, the question I'm proposing, just to push the conversation forward, because all of us can say, hey, this Florida bill is dumb, and we can complain all day about it. But, like, I just want to know. But this is just a Florida bill. Like, this is just affects Florida. So, like, I'm wondering, do y'all feel the federal government should be in charge? Like, should the federal government have the authority to say, hey, it doesn't matter what you want in Florida, you should be teaching this? Or should states have these powers to say, hey, this is our state, we teach what you want. If we don't want to teach about racism, we don't have to. If we want to teach, if we in, you know, Kentucky, and we want to teach how all this horse money came from slave owners, then we can. Like, you know, so I'm asking you, I know you don't have kids yet, but, like, who do you think should be in charge of your kids' education?
I think the people that should be in charge of the kids' education is the actual people who went to school for it, that study for it, pass the exam. You know what I mean? They're the teachers. I don't think no politician should actually just weigh on it and say, like, okay, this is what we're doing. Let's revert back to for the teachers, because at the end of the day, the teachers are what? State level, right? They're not federal government. They're not federal government. So they got to
And you also got to think, and again, this is a function of you not having kids, you also got to think that there's got to be some type of standard, because you can't just let any teacher teach what they want whenever they want, because what they learn in second grade has to be built on from third grade.
the question is, like, who should take care of these standards? Should it be the federal government that says all Americans should learn the same exact things at the same exact time? Or, you know, you got these private schools where teachers aren't part of the, even though they get state money, aren't part of, you know, the system, perhaps, and they get funded by individual donors and scholarships. Should they be allowed more freedom to teach whatever they want because they're a private institution and you're paying for your kid to go to school?
But see, it's multiple parts working within the question that you're asking. It's kind of like I really can't say. I really would say that the teachers who are actually like trained to do that. But I mean, but at the end of the day, it's not just like a simple question that you're asking, because at the end of the day, every teacher has their own ideology, right? So I can say that we can leave it at the teacher level. I really think that for my standpoint, I would say leave it at the teacher level. But every teacher has their own ideology, and then it's just like it's so many factors within it of what they believe and what their political standpoint is about this shit. Yeah, it's kind of hard for me to actually just say like a actual answer. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's just like what about marijuana, right? Well, marijuana, how many states have legalized weed or decriminalized weed and shit like that? But the federal government has. It depends on the actual teacher, or depends on the delegate of this state. It trickles down. I mean, that's just a multi-level question, a multi-level answer. Like I don't have the experience for that, but yeah, it's just crazy.
DJ C-Sire. Welcome back.
Yeah.
To Killer Kick there.
So I'm gonna try and make this concise. My thought, like Beach Bum Gun said, you know, we want to be involved in what our kid learns in terms of history, in being black or in America. Now, with that being said, the thought is, what are schools being taught now? And I've probably just now become a little bit more aware of textbooks and things over the past 10 years, just because of people I went to college with, their kids are in school and they're reading textbooks. And truthfully,
when was the last time you read a book?
Never, motherfucker. So what they're being taught now is minimal in terms of slavery. A lot of times the texts are wrong. A lot of the ideals are, you know, slaves were happy. They were being taken care of by their, you know, owners, blah, blah, blah. I just use that as an example. You know, so this concern about critical race theory or turning the actual history to a more truth is resistant now, because they haven't had to have this resistance because no one was pushing for it, or the people that were pushing for what was being taught. And because I read this whole article, it was a group kind of like Daughters of the Confederacy, you know, are the ones that were choosing a lot of the textbooks that were being taught to kids in the South, and paying for them and giving them to school districts. Same groups that were building Confederate statues that were trying to take down. So a lot of these and a lot of the textbooks that they chose have this, you know, false narrative when it comes to slavery and America's relationship with Black Americans. So I don't think many of these textbooks still have this wrong history. So it's not so much, I don't think, is, oh my gosh, you know, they're going to, for anyone to teach something different. I mean, of course, that is another thing that they're, you know, now we'll have to have some legal or, you know, a law mandate that they'll have to fight against, but it's not being done anyway. And I feel like, I mean, God forbid for Black Americans, but it's just the white kids. These white kids don't know nothing. They haven't been taught anyways. It's the same reason why they don't understand anything about, you know, what history has played in terms of why black people are being treated the way they are today. And it's a change. You know, any changes in terms of trying to right that wrong, it's, I don't think it's even in schools right now. And school is not where you go to learn this information. If so, you're going to be, it's going to be neglectful. Like you're not going to get that information, not at a elementary, middle school, or high school level. So.
Am I sure? Yeah, I think that it's incumbent upon the federal government to actually set the standards so everything is equal across the board, because clearly if you look at what's being taught up north as opposed to what's taught up south, almost to what DJ C. Siren is saying with the textbooks and all that kind of stuff being wrong, like if that's going to continue to happen when you put it in the state's hands, because now you're letting private groups or private entities influence what our kids are being taught. And at the end of the day, if we're talking about we're one America and we all fighting for the same flag and we're going to all go to war at the same time and fight for the same freedoms that we'd like to have, then that means that we all should be talking about and learning the same thing, regardless of what state you're in, regardless of what district you're in, regardless of what side of the history you were on in terms of the Civil War. If we're all going to talk about when we go into war, it's all one country, all one flag, well, then it's incumbent upon our federal government to make sure that the kids that are being taught the same way. And I agree with you in terms of not allowing that or not really caring what is going on, because as a parent that's actively involved in your child's life, you're going to make sure that they know. But the problem with that is that that's one cog in this wheel called America. And so now your son is going to be knowing stuff that his other counterparts or peers aren't getting, then there he's going to get challenged and felt like now he's going to be, the burden is going to be on his shoulders because he knows what's going on and other people have been told this big lie, right? And that's where we're sitting, right? It's like the educated and uneducated, right? It's like if you take a poll of people who just watch Fox News only and you take the poll of people who actually just know what the hell is going on, the Fox News people are going to swear up and down that they're right. And even though they're totally wrong. And so, again, the only way we disbat that is not just saying, hey, I'm just going to worry about my own, because that's exactly what I was talking about. We worry about our own, and we make sure we're good. But at the end of the day, we still got to go out in that same society being fed false lies and being enacting dumbass laws that we're going to have to live with. And so does our offspring. And so we need to make sure that on a holistic level that this shit's being addressed. Not just on what really matters to me personally, because if that means if we take that approach and silo ourselves off from our regular society, well, we know that that's not going to happen because you're going to interact. You're going to go to the store. You're going to go to school up until you're 18, sometimes 16 if you drop out. You know you're going to be in the workforce, you know, unless you're an entrepreneur, but you're still going to have to deal with certain people that's being taught, whether it's a private institution or a public institution. They're still taught these same things that you're going to have to deal with. So while you silo yourself now, you're still going to have to interact with the big lie eventually, because you can't silo yourself off all the time, right? So that's what I come to say, that it needs to be a federal standard that says these need to be taught. This is the textbook. This is how we're – these are the standards being met. The same teachers, they take standardized tests. It's a standardized test if you want to get a teacher certification. So every teacher is going to have to pass the same damn test. So we know that all the teachers are doing the same thing. All the, just like if it's a doctor, the same way. Doctors, pharmacies, whatever. Standardize that motherfucking test. It shouldn't be, you should be able to take your skill set from state to state and still be able to assimilate yourself to that state. Now, I know states have their own rights, and I get that in terms of, you know, government perspective thing, but shit that translates across the whole United States should be standard, right? Like that's why we had this argument before in terms of gun rights, right? Gun rights should be the same. I shouldn't be held back in Maryland and you go out here and can just go in the store and get a gun, come across to Maryland and then shoot me because I can't get a gun right away as you can. Like, that's stupid as hell.
Amen.
Right?
So, Amen.
Nah, I like that. I like it.
Same way with marijuana, right? Marijuana and drugs, right? Type 1 drugs should be type 1 drugs. Type 1 drugs. Like, it's just certain shit because we're not bordered, right? We're free to travel wherever the hell we want to travel. So at that point,
That's why certain shit just needs to be enacted from a federal level, because states know, we just know states fuck the shit up. And it's time for our federal government to get some balls. But the problem is, because gerrymandering, so we're sending people to Congress that don't do shit but get lined in their pockets. So it's never going to be perfect. But at the same time, I just feel like our federal government and the people that we send need to grow some balls and start standardizing shit so we can grow as a people. Because right now we're just being divisive, and we're going to further be in divisive and divisive with all these politics and shit of the people that's doing, you know what I mean, passing these dumbass laws like the shit we talking about.
Well, let me just clear up one point. When I say it doesn't matter to me what they teach them, I don't mean that in lieu of me not paying. I mean, I'm actually, you know this because you know me, but I don't mean that in lieu of not paying attention to the politics and not, you know, voting for, you know, our treasurers and city council and the educators on what I believe should happen in schools. I just truly believe that, you know, education is through the parents, but, you know, my kid's a lucky one. He has both of his parents. I know there's a lot of kids who don't. I'm more of a state. Run how you run your state. Put the power in the people of the state, not federal. So I kind of don't agree with y'all there. But, you know, it's a good conversation. It's a good conversation. I don't want to get hung up too long. We only got about 30 minutes, but anybody got anything left? It seems like it's a lot of.
Let me ask a question though before you move on real quick. It was and I know y'all talking about history and race and things like that. I was actually thinking of some other side of it. Like my son was learning Spanish in elementary school. I don't remember that being an option when I was in elementary school. So I feel like that's kind of like, I don't know if it was a state thing, maybe it's a federal thing where they're changing. Like, all right, we need to focus more on this, like to prepare students and people, Americans, as they get older to compete in a global economy, in a global world market. Do y'all know, like, if y'all kids are like, well, first off, in Tex-Mex, this may be different if you was in Texas, let me know. Like, was y'all learning different languages in elementary school?
I could say. Hold on. One at a time. Well, I just want to make my quick joke. We was learning from Mrs. Franco in sixth grade. She was bad. She used to come in with heels and army fatigues on teaching Spanish. Woo! All right, New York, New York.
Yeah, but sixth grade in Jersey, that was junior high. Like, I'm talking like fifth through first. Like, my son had like three Spanish classes by the time he was in fifth grade.
Yeah, so I can say when I was in middle school, that's when the actual second language was a requirement. And then it transpired to high school. It really wasn't a requirement in a high school, but second language was definitely a requirement in my middle school. It was my middle school, yeah.
So in Maryland, they have like French immersion schools, elementary schools, where they come in. And in kindergarten, you're learning French. Like, there's nothing even being taught. No English being taught or being spoke, right? It's all French. You're just in French immersion. So they have that, some of those schools in Maryland. And then they also have charter schools where at least my daughter, she's taking French as well in sixth grade. So by the time she gets to high school, she'll have all her languages completed for high school. So, yeah, that's charter schools that you have like a foreign language magnet where you're getting that extra foreign language in there. So that's kind of how Maryland runs.
Yeah, everything's asked backwards now because when I was young and in Texas, we were actually taught, my family, other, you know, Hispanics and Mexicans were taught, it's better to try to learn English first, more, and without having any sort of accent so that you can get a good job later. And now it's like you got to learn it quicker. So where I was from, even in a very dominant, you know, Hispanic area, we were, even though we had it in elementary, that was like for the pure bloods out of Mexico that just couldn't even pronounce a word. they were the ones in those kind of classes. And then you had the other guys that were trying to speak clear English. So it's weird now. Now everybody's learning stuff way ahead of time.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what made me think of it. Because I feel like that's an example of a state thing. Like, depending on what state you're in, will determine, like, when you start getting introduced to second languages. Like, I'm in Missouri in the Midwest. I was surprised that my son was getting Spanishes in elementary school. But they explained to me it was so that they could compete in a global market. And I thought Spanish might not be the language I would pick. I'm going to say Mandarin because I feel like that's what we're all going to be speaking in 30 years anyway. But I understand Spanish might be a little bit easier to learn. But, yeah, I just thought that was weird. Like, I feel like that's a state-by-state thing depending on when you get introduced to those second languages.
Yeah, see, the thing about it is Spanish is not really the language is easier to learn because everything within Spanish is kind of like backwards in a sense as far as English. But I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, no way you're going to be
like
speaking
the core, Mandarin. The core is Latin, right? It's like all about, you know, a lot of Spanish words correlate into, you know, the Italian language. You know, if you want to study abroad, Spanish is a good thing to learn over, like, Chinese, I guess, or something like that.
Is Chinese a language?
Maybe I'm just being ignorant. Is that not a language? Isn't Chinese a language?
It's different parts of the language, right? So you got Chinese, you got Japanese, you got Taiwan, you got everything. But like you said, of how Spanish correlates to the Italian language, yeah, it's definitely the same. It's definitely the same.
And I think it's called Taiwanese, not Taiwan.
It's Mandarin.
Pardon me for my ignorance. Yeah, he right.
Cantonese.
I can speak Mandarin. General
Mandarin or Cantonese.
Yeah, I like Mandarin chicken.
You don't speak Chinese. You speak Mandarin.
Yeah, okay.
Speaking Chinese
is probably
racist. Yeah,
you don't speak Chinese. It's Mandarin.
Why? Could you say speak Chinese?
Yes, bro. I told you that story that I went to my kid's school and I said, "Yo, sit down Indian style," and everybody gasped, "Oh, sir, how dare you?" Like, what? They're like, "No, it's called. We don't call it that anymore. We call it crisscross applesauce." And I was like, "What kind of weak ass shit?" I sit you bitch ass down.
I don't understand what crisscross applesauce means.
It just rhymes. It just rhymes. So crisscross legs. And applesauce just rhymes. So it sounds cute.
I've never crossed my applesauce, ever.
I was going to say, can anybody
sit down crisscross applesauce right now in their old age?
No. Nah, yeah.
I still got it.
I said crisscross applesauce.
DJ Cesar still got her flexibility.
I mean, I can get in it, but I just can't get out of it.
Who, DJ Cesar?
No, he said.
I know, it's a joke.
It wasn't funny.
But, yeah, look, man, my knees start locking up. That joint's bad. I can't do that no more.
My leg does fall asleep. It does get tingly, though.
I do make my son, like, sit down like he's taking, like, a Chinese shit for, like, 30 seconds for, like, 10 sets.
Mandarin shit.
That
ain't fun.
Wait, what is a Chinese shit?
So, you know how, like, Chinese people take dookies?
It's not just Chinese.
Is it all of the Asians? I don't think Russian shit like that.
I don't know what.
He sounds mad concerned.
Look.
What is the Chinese shit?
They don't do that in Africa.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Any place that doesn't have Western toilets.
Yeah.
If you've seen an Eastern style toilet, which is usually a hole in the on the ground.
Yep.
You have to position yourself over the hole.
Yep.
And where the poop go in. So you have to squat
bombs away.
Deeply with your feet, you know, flat on the ground.
Like your ass is below your knees.
Yeah.
Like it's by your feet. So
by your ankles.
I make him sit like that just to keep his flexibility up. and you never know where you, if you got a shit in a foreign country. Because if I had to take a shit in one of those, like, I'm
just, you're lost.
Like,
yeah,
whoever walks
that
in a toilet after me is going to be so upset. Like, whoever gets in that toilet after I'm done is going to be like, they're going to open the door and be like, no, no. Because
like,
there's no way my aim is that good when it's coming out of my asshole.
You know, humble brag. So when we were in Japan, that's all I wanted to find was the actual traditional Japanese toilet, because everywhere had, like, you know, washlets and regular toilets. But finally, one of the shrines we went to, they had a public, or one of, like, the parks, they had a public bathroom, and it had the Japanese toilet. I took pictures.
I wonder if in Jamaica, speaking of shrines, when we went to Bob Marley Shrine in the mountains, I wonder if that dude is still smoking strangers' blunts. Because there was this dude who had no teeth.
He didn't have teeth, did he?
He had like two gold teeth.
That's all he had. He
looked like a homeless man,
but he
had Prada shoes,
yeah.
Which DJ C. Simon pointed out, because I had no idea. And he was just taking, and you had to take off your shoes when you walked in Bob Marley's gravesite. Tomb or whatever, but you could smoke weed in there. So everyone lights up weed, his mausoleum. So everyone is smoking weed in his mausoleum, and he's just walking by taking people's blunts and smoking after. I'm hoping he's not doing that today. I'm hoping he's alive.
That's the lie.
Because he might have started COVID. And he tried, remember
That's
he tried to hold up. Said, no, sir. No, sir. I hate to tell you. I'm in a foreign country. I'm worried about these walls, but no sir. But
bro, that reminds me. I dropped off my son last week or like a couple of days ago, and I'm, you know, dropping him off. I'm putting some gas, and I see these two like homeless dudes, straight chilling, drinking Steel Reserves. I'm like, damn, bro, that must be legit just to be chilling, no worries in the fucking world, just sitting there.
Yo. Bums look like they get great sleep, because it looks like whenever they get in that comfort zone, they're just there. So I agree with you. I bought a bum. We was at is it bad to call them bums? But I was just in Baltimore, and me and my man G went to go get some hip hop chicken. Shout out to Hip Hop Chicken, and we walked past a bum, and he said, "Hey." And G was like, man, just ignore him. And I said to my man G, like, I'm grown. I've dealt with bums before. Like, it's okay. He said, hey, can I just get a Pepsi? And I was like, ah, oh, cool. Like, I can't believe he just wanted a soda. I thought he was going to ask me for money or some food or for some liquor. He just wanted a Pepsi. So I was like, God bless. He had no feet or nothing. The bad thing is I dropped the Pepsi before heading into him because I didn't want to get too close to him because I know he ain't been vaccinated. And it was all shook up, so I was like, I hope he don't open this quick, because I know he probably got to change the clothes.
I think bum is accessible over hobo.
Hobo.
Let's take it back.
You ever heard of a hobo?
Shout out to M Extra, man. He used to wear hobo clothes.
No, he's from DC.
He is from DC.
Oh, I thought you said.
Well,
both.
he's from the military.
Oh, M-Extra.
Yeah,
I didn't catch
what
you said. Okay.
Shout out to my man M-Extra,
yo. Shout out to
bro. When I was in Kentucky, a hobo helped me get to White Castle one time, so that was legit. Shout out to the hobos.
Your hobos know where to go.
Don't let you know.
All right, man. So
I probably shouldn't have followed a hobo into the darkness, but for the hope of a real White Castle. And then everybody said, don't eat White Castle, just going to give you the shits the next day. And I was like, nah, I'm going for it.
Look, you changed my mind about, because I'm like that. I can't eat certain stuff where I have to run and take a dookie. But that day that I hung out with you at your beautiful daughter's birthday party and you put some chili on some hot Cheetos, I said, you're different, you know. You're different. I'd be farting shitting all day.
It just hits, baby. It just hits right.
And then you added cheese on top of it. Like, you had hot Cheetos, chili, and then hot cheese.
That's
and I was like, there's no way, brother Tex-Mex. And then, like, wanted to go play basketball after it. And I was like, there's no way he's not shitting on himself. Like his
I mean, just to loop back around, this is what we should do, a consensus government food as well. We should just all have that. Everybody's all deprived and shit, not having that.
That thing was amazing. Man, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, I was jealous of all the kids that eat it. I was like, no way I can do it.
Well, that's why in Texas everybody got all fat as fuck, because you could go to your cafeteria in middle school and high school, and you could either choose the standard lunch, or you could just get hot Cheetos and cheese as your lunch. So everybody's like, all right, cool, let's go with it. So it was really bad for a couple years there. Everybody grew tits.
Everybody grew tits. All right, Blair, I've changed my mind. We need to make education federally, because if Texas is allowing kids to walk in and get a bag of Cheetos and hot cheese for lunch, then it's time to set a standard for everybody. It's time to set the standard.
I mean, that might be the standard, because I ain't going to front. I think I might have chose that a couple times if I had the option.
To get Cheetos and cheese.
A couple times I would have chose that shit all the time. Remember the motherfuckers just giving us the warmed down cheese pizza and everything, the warmed down chicken nuggets? Nah, I would have chose the chili Cheetos fries over anything. What?
And risk having to take a shit in the public school bathroom? Nah, B.
Look, sometimes you gotta go. You gotta wrap that shit underneath the toilet, you know what I mean? Just to make sure, well, I don't know what type of Texas schools have, what type of toilet paper they got, but I mean, you gotta keep the Charmin in your backpack if that's the case.
You gotta take those Texas shit.
What's a Texas shit?
Kind of like a Mandarin shit. But
like
on the regular toilet.
Shit by a cactus. All right, so are we done with that? Are we done with all the school stuff? Because we only got about 15 minutes left, and we didn't get to nothing I wanted to talk about tonight. So, all right, so I'm going to just burn through some of these topics. Okay. DJ C. Sire. Oh, all the women are gone. I really wanted to ask these women. Should I save this? So the leading woman Jeopardy winner is a man.
No.
We saw it together.
Say it again.
Man, baby. The all-time winningest woman in Jeopardy history is a man.
Transgendered. And it's all right. It's about the brain.
So you don't care?
No, I don't care.
You don't care?
Because you're trying to say that, you know, I mean...
Men are smarter.
It's just about trivia. And, you know...
So you don't care? It's a man.
We have to up our game.
I just want to know if women care.
I mean, no, not we.
If you're transgender, I'm getting a divorce.
No, well, we women, I'm putting her in the category as women, so it's woman, but... this is trivia. Like, that has nothing to do with, you know, talk about physicalities and things like that, but this is Jeopardy, so I can't say anything.
So you don't care that it's a man?
She's not a man. That's
we don't know that. We don't know if she still has a penis. Okay, well, she doesn't consider herself a man, so now we have to call her a
woman. If you're post or pre, you're still transgender.
What? Even if you still have your penis, you're a transgender?
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
Yep.
Yes, it does. Yeah. Jason, it's
how can you be a woman if you have a penis?
Transgender. You're transgender. If you're living your life.
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't want you to get mad at me. I don't know. I'm ignorant to it.
I'm just saying. All you have to understand and believe and accept, it does not matter if you're pre or post. If you're transgender, meaning living your life as the sex that you are not assigned.
But hold on. But if you're trying to get the surgery, like if you're in the process.
Oh, well, we don't know what point in time
Stop. No, you have to let me finish talking so you understand my point. Because I'm just trying to get clarity. And shout out. And
there's no clarity needed.
You have to shut up and let me finish.
Well, you're not listening.
I am listening. You
won't go ahead.
Pre and post indicates that at one point you want to have the surgery.
No. pre and post is what I'm
saying. How can you be pre something if you don't want to get it?
Pre meaning before you had reassignment surgery, if you ever get it. Some people don't. Some people don't.
Then you can't be pre if you're not getting it.
Pre, never.
How can I be pre skinny if I die fat?
Before you get it or after you get it or if you never get it.
You can't be pre.
Yes,
so,
you can still be transgender
so
and
I'm
never
pre,
get,
so,
you never
so,
have surgery.
So I'm pre-white because I haven't taken the Sammy Sosa.
We're not talking about.
But
not,
that don't make sense.
I'm sorry you don't understand, but I'm explaining this to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What
you,
either
going to have
what
to
you talking about
or not.
I'm sorry you don't understand. That is the most white thing ever.
You do not have to have genitalia reassignment to be transgender. You do not have to have genitalia reassignment surgery in order to be transgender. You do not have to have.
You're beating yourself.
Well, you don't understand, so I'm saying it again.
Well, no,
you're
that's
sounding,
not what
I'm sounding
I'm
real left wing over there.
Left,
an extreme
baby.
Left over there. Can't even have a conversation.
Hey, we're trying to,
up there.
The left's trying to remember the Mexicans. It's the right that's trying to just make y'all think that y'all
are
white.
No, you know what? I mean, that's kind of like what I mentioned earlier. The weird thing is yeah, you can be a tranny without having the, with surgery.
We don't
but what's
that
weird
word.
Is, what word?
I don't. That's,
tranny.
That is derogatory.
Is that bad?
Yeah. You use that
okay,
in 1982.
Okay, well, you can be a tranny, and basically, as long as you not have surgery, and you could basically still continue to be, you have to, like, it's weird because even if they haven't had the surgery, they want to be considered, like, the whatever sex they're trying to be, and if you don't call them by that new sex that they're trying to be or that they're residing with or whatever they identify with, then you're in the wrong. But why is it that we have to respect that? Like, if you're a dude, and I want to say, yeah, you're a dude, it pisses them off when they're like, no, I'm a girl now. It's like, okay, I get
well,
it,
see,
but
I,
you're going to do
well, see, I don't even care about that.
It don't hurt me none, though. It doesn't affect me. It's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me because if somebody is half black, half white, and they want to be considered black, and they want to be labeled
can you not
black,
keep
black.
Doing this race? Because it's not the same
so,
thing.
I got a question. I got a question on that.
Go ahead, New
York. Just from my understanding, so if somebody was born a male, right, they don't want to go through the procedures, but they feel like they should be identified as such and such, does that still make them a transgendered?
Yeah, because, like
in
you said, it's not
because,
about the surgery. Because sometimes some people can't afford it. Some people haven't had it approved. I mean, it's different reasons. So, I mean, and like I said, I'm kind of just focusing on a medical side, not really anything. I don't know anyone that I
oh,
have
shit.
Not talked
Ray
to.
Finkel was a transgender?
I haven't talked to anyone that's actually had is transgender, so... Don't, you know, misquote me. This is just what I've learned in training in terms of medical training. But
why'd they put her dick on his butt?
What are you talking about?
Ray Finkel, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Right there was a woman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but the dick was, like, tucked in the back. Like, why didn't they just remove
full
it?
Full blown.
All right, go ahead.
If you don't have surgery and you don't want to have it poking out, you tuck it, honey. Anyway, so
that's gotta be but see, I think my question lies under. So, are you really transgendered at that point?
Well, you're considered transgendered.
Well,
if you're living your life as the opposite sex in terms of dress, or you know, or whatever, and how you want to be perceived, then yes, you are still transgendered. It does not have to be just based off of you having a surgery. If you're taking hormones like that, you don't have to have surgery, but if you've taken hormones to, you know, feminize your look or to mask, you know, or to, what's feminize or mask, then what's
masquerade?
No, to make more masculine, then you know, you're changing your, you know, that can change, still change your look, but that is, like I said, the surgery itself, or, you know, changing the actual, I'm sorry, I just almost got, and so, you know,
it's
actually,
bad haircut.
It looks bad. It looks bad. It looks like Brooklyn. Anyway, so we can't base it off of surgery only. It is off of how someone is living in terms of if they're living in the life as the opposite sex of which they were assigned, or, you know, and like I said, if they are assigned at birth, you're assigned a male or female at birth.
Oh, we're really getting into.
You're not assigned. You're identified.
Identify the sign. I mean, it's all vernacular. I mean, like, again, that is medically what is used. So I'm using.
I'm cool with calling people whatever they want to be called.
Anyway, so there you go. So can we? So yes, I'm fine. I'm fine with the newly or not originally. Oh, phew. Newly assigned. She's fine. She's really smart, and she's killing them. And that's okay by me. But, you know, but my thing is I just don't want people that hate women.
But why even cisgendered
women to say, you know, of course, are we not smart enough to be able to go on a run like that?
I mean, my only problem with this was, and man, we only got 5 minutes, it took time, is why even have classification of the most successful woman in Jeopardy history if it don't matter if she's got a dick or not? You shouldn't even mention. Just understand that the most successful person in Jeopardy history is this dude named whatever his name is.
Ken Jennings.
Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. That's the highest ranking.
Ken guy. Jennings could be a girl or a guy if you didn't know.
Ken?
Ken is a girl's name, man.
No.
I feel like that's a Mandarin girl's name. No?
Why Mandarin? You don't know
I didn't
Mandarin.
Want to say Chinese. I didn't want to offend nobody.
I mean,
I feel like I'm
could be
upset
for like Kennedy or something.
Or Kenneth?
Kenneth is a male's name.
Kennedy is a girl's name.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
Oh,
Kennedy. Oh, okay.
I was saying, we already know Kennedy. Okay, I'm
so
done.
No one cares.
I think we should talk about this more next week, too, because I saw something that was super disturbing. You know, two people identifying as the other sex, and this dude who thinks he's a chick or identifies as a chick is breastfeeding a baby, and he's like, I'm not producing any milk yet, and it's like, no duh, because you're a dude, you know? And his husband, who was a girl originally, the one that got pregnant and then had the baby. It's kind of funky. I mean, I've been reading and watching more and more of it because I used to be kind of just like neutral, like, whatever, it is what it is. But it's becoming more and more, like, I feel like invasive in the youth. And it's just kind of crazy to me. Like, let them make a decision later on, right? Not when you're born, like, hey, don't worry. You don't have to be a boy. You don't have to be a girl. As soon as they're, you know, in elementary, it's just weird to me.
That's a good question. Can you, as far as a male perspective, can you produce milk if you take hormones?
No.
Well, you gotta have the glands in your tits.
Yeah, not for life, not for babies. Now you can. There is a medication.
Fucking on a man's tits for some milk is wild.
I mean, there are cases where
right.
there is some discharge from males, but it's because of
I'm gonna give you some
a medication, but that's not to sustain life. So it's not milk.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
You're gonna produce some boob sweat, some man boob sweat. That's about it.
Yeah.
All right. So
we got a little too deep on that, but I mean.
So women don't care. You don't care.
I mean, I'm a little disappointed. Okay, but. I shouldn't. I feel like it's
woman empowerment. Y'all ain't got shit.
It's just the only thing I feel like if he was born, you know, or she was born a male, and I guess we can't say that, you know.
Why can't we just put transgenders in their own category?
Because of because they'll do the same thing that they do to everybody else. And they
no, we got like the handicap Olympics. We put them in their own category. I can't put transgenders. You don't have to. And you can identify as whatever you want. Go out there and run. Go out there and throw the shot put. Go out there and play sports.
I mean, maybe that's something that might develop, but I don't know. Just a
if I had a daughter, yo, you ain't boxing against my daughter if you used to be a dude. I would whoop your ass. I don't care if you take
it
home.
But it's like, well, it'd be four categories, so it's like, you know.
Yeah, men, women, and other.
No, that's three, honey. So it's like, are
handicap.
You good, but are you going to?
Is handicap the wrong word? Look. It's a handicap parking. I just hit a handicap.
Let's move on. Cause now,
that can't be offensive.
But I'm just saying it would have to be four because you're not going to put people, are you going to put people that are transgender females together with transgender males?
Yeah, I'm putting all y'all together because I don't know which one's which, and I don't want to offend you by calling you the wrong thing. Have at it, Hoss.
But it's still unfair.
Why?
Because if you're a woman, if you're born a woman and then you're male, aren't you saying that physically that's not?
You can always play with the women if you're born a woman.
But no, well then there's no need for the third. Then now you're saying that there shouldn't be the category. Now we
no,
know that we're
if
back
you,
to two.
If you're identifying as something different than what you were born at, then go in the transgender category.
Yeah,
and that's your own category.
But then if we're talking,
it's like
about,
college sports. There's nothing wrong with that.
But if you're saying that there's a difference, but then you're putting the males and the females still together.
Yeah, but you're doing co-ed sports, so it's just your own category. You can just have fun with co-ed sports. It just we don't know which one's the co and the ed.
So basically, if you're transgender, female, you'll go with the transgender females. If you're transgender male, you'll go with the transgender males. Not that they're all going to be lumped together, just because they're all
that's
transgender.
That's what I'm saying. It's four categories. That's not three.
Yeah. That's what
I'm saying. I would lump them all together.
They should just do what they did.
Yeah, you can't lump them all together.
Why not? It's like co-ed baseball.
Because you still produce testosterone regardless of whether the pills that you take as a transgender female. So you're always going to physically, you know what I mean, be able to enhance your body stronger than she will ever be, regardless of
women.
Which one's that?
The transgender males.
Which one's that?
You can figure it out. You're smart enough.
Well, look at you get all irritated with me.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm just talking to people. I'm sorry. But no, thank you, Mr. I know you understand what I'm getting at. Beachbone Gun refuses to understand.
I understand. I don't understand what's wrong. Like, look, I played on a volleyball team with girls.
But that's not competitive.
Yes, it was. We were
bro, come on, man. Like you're saying that basically that's like you're saying
take all this gender.
That's like you saying that you all of a sudden decide to be a woman and then you go and now all of a sudden you can play in a women's basketball league. Yo, come on, dog. There's no one
no,
that's going to do that. But it's still not going to be no like that's just you're still going to be physically like better, like stronger than any regular like transgender like
it'll all be transgender women.
Yes,
there'll be no transgender males.
No, there'll be other ones like me.
No, transgender males. Women
no,
that became
but the transgender
men that want
to
play.
Yeah, the transgender females
so
going
like,
to be males
it's like a
still won't beat their stature.
It's like a co-ed battle.
They won't be they won't have
well,
they'll not be strong as
you. It doesn't
matter. But hold
up.
If Shaq turned into a girl,
ain't that the argument, though?
Right, that's exactly. You just made my argument, Gun. You just made my argument. If Shaq turned into a girl, and you Leslie turned into a man, Shaq is still going to whip her ass.
Not 101. She's got other teams. What if Reggie Miller became a girl? Then Shaq can't do nothing with her. Hey, we got to go.
Look, I know we got to go, but ain't that the argument with sports today about how transgender females or males is trying to play a male sport or a female sport? We can table it for next week's conversation.
I'm not talking about transgender sports. Y'all ain't getting us canceled. Hey, but we'll have a good conversation next week. We got to go. Tex-Mex, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Nah. I appreciate y'all having me on. So that's it.
Hey, I'm glad you came, bro. We had to have some laughs tonight, man. It was about an hour and 40 minutes of serious talk. I'm glad we got some jokes. Shout out to the transgenders. Let's see. DJ Cesar, you got anything?
Hey, have a good week. Be safe out there, Eastern Virginia, because Mike
snow.
So.
Oh, it's going snow. All right, MX, you're up.
Hey, man, if you don't know, Health Fair, Saturday, check it out. A lot of good topics, a lot of good sessions. 10 to 5 Eastern time.
Say that one more time, healthcare?
My health fair. I'm having a health fair Saturday from 10 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. You can check all my social media. I'll be posting in tomorrow. Register, attend some sessions. We got some good doctors, good topics, mental health, wellness. We got a youth section for all the college students in the K-9 talking about COVID. And we got health topics that's talking about anything from cancer to prostate cancers, colorectal, all that good stuff. Check it out.
I feel like I should have been on your health fair program. I got a lot of shit to talk about health. But, yeah, check that out. Blur, what you got?
I want to shout out to everybody who liked me. I am trans rich. I am not emotional with money, but I was not born rich. I have chosen to identify as rich. So talk to me nice. I am trans rich, but I am down for the genreless music. Let's do all music together. And I'm down for the genderless sports, man. Yeah, everybody compete with everybody. And just let the best man win. Mm-mm. Everybody got Ray Usain Bolt. Everybody going to have to play KD one-on-one. Everybody going to have to play tennis against Roger Federer, you know what I mean? And we're going to see, hey, let the top 10 end up where they end, you know what I mean? A woman can do everything a man can do. We all in this together. Let's get it.
All right. In New York, New York, you got about 1 minute. Go ahead, New York.
Look, I don't even think I can top what Blair said, y'all be, but at the end of the day, y'all be, just practice your yoga so you can sit crisscross applesauce. At the end of the day, you know what I mean, you still got to watch how you word your emails because you got to be educated on these gender pronouns. Other than that, you know what I mean, stay safe. Make sure you warm up your car because my check engine light is on, you know what I mean. Make sure you drive your car around the end of the block every day. Other than that, stay safe, wash your hands, wear a mask, all that.
Oh, man, good show tonight. Real serious early, real serious. But I like when we have those serious discussions. Because it's always bad timing for me. Like I like the serious discussions when it's like three of us, four of us. We can bounce a lot of ideas off each other. We had like 13 calls in tonight, and I only let in 8. And I was like, oh, we can have some fun. We got 4 women on. I can talk shit about how women ain't shit. We got some good conversations, and then it all went down. But that is the offer, and there's always next week. Bodybuilders make this custom. But don't you want to make you like the fat guy?